Amen. Wasn't that beautiful? Amen. We thank Greg for opening his heart to us and sharing his testimony with us. We're going to jump right into our text for this morning. It comes from Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47. And I'll be reading from the NIV. Acts chapter 2. Verses 42 to 47. When you have it, say amen. Amen. And it reads, they devoted themselves. This is the early church, the first local church. It says they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. I'd like us to talk for just a moment about the theme, Three Keys to Membership and Life Change. Three Keys to Membership and Life Change. Last week we discussed God's purpose for us to grow. It's God's purpose for us to grow in Christ. And that we have to be connected to the local church in order for that growth to take place. And so today we're going to dig a little deeper about what connecting to a local church looks like. What does it mean to join a local church? Well, we're going to take our lesson from this passage in Acts. The first thing we should know about membership and life change is that church membership is about being devoted to learning the teachings of Christ revealed in Scripture. We see in verse 42 that they were devoted, it says, devoted to the apostles' teaching. Now, what were the apostles teaching? They were teaching what Jesus taught them, right? So they're passing on the teachings of Christ, right? And so they were devoted to the teachings of Jesus. Now, of course, we see this in worship service. We see it in Sunday school. We see it in our various Bible study groups and classes. And the reason you want to do this, right? If this is about church membership and about life change, the reason you want to do this is because teaching affects the mind. And what you will find in life is that everything in your Christian journey begins in the mind. Transformation begins in the mind. Romans 12 and 2, what does it say? Be not conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Transformation begins in the mind. And what God wants to do is bless you with godly teaching to give you the mindset that you need to experience the transformation you're looking for. You can overcome obstacles when it begins in your mind. We know that Paul the Apostle was an overcomer. Would you agree? He was an overcomer. But why was he an overcomer? He was an overcomer because of his mindset. He was the one who said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He's the one that said, I consider that the sufferings of the present time. See, I consider his mind. I consider the sufferings of this present time not worth being compared to the glory about to be revealed. He said, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are good, of good report, whatsoever things are pure, think on these things. Transformation, overcoming begins in your mind. Maturing in your Christian character begins in your mind. If you looked at Romans 8, turn to Romans 8 really quickly. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 and start at verse 5. Teaching affects the mind. Romans chapter 8 verses 5 through 6. When you have it, say, I got it. I got it. Okay, what does it say? Romans chapter 8, verse 5. It says, those who live according to the sinful nature have their minds set on what that nature desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. The mind of the sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. Your walk with God begins in your mind. And if we are going to be devoted to the teachings of Christ, the reason we want to be devoted to the teachings of Christ is because it will give us the mindset we need to experience life and peace in Christ, to walk in our purpose, to experience transformation in our character, in the way we live, in the way we treat people. It all begins in the mind. Amen. The second thing we need to know about church membership is that it's about being devoted to Christ-centered fellowship with other believers. Christ-centered fellowship. We see that they were devoted not only to teaching, but they were devoted to fellowship and breaking bread, it says in verse 42. They devoted themselves to fellowship and breaking bread. And where does this happen? It happens with the godly friendships that we form in the local church. It happens through fellowship activities sponsored by the church. It happens through being involved in church life, through coming to events and being involved in what's happening in the church. It happens through activities outside church. You know, when folks kind of say, hey, what you doing? What you doing after church? You want to go grab something to eat? You want to go, you know, watch the game? You want to hang out sometime? What are you doing after work on Wednesday? Kind of those things. When you build friendships and relationships with people in the local church, it happens there. It happens when you serve together in a ministry. One of the greatest ways to meet people, if you don't know people in the church, the greatest way to get to know them is through serving with them. Join a ministry team. And the reason you want to do this is because fellowship keeps you on track. Fellowship keeps you on track. I know you love the Lord. Amen. I know you love the Lord. But you will not always feel like being a Christian. Oh, let's be honest. Let's be honest now. You do 100% of the time, you do not always feel like being a true follower of Jesus. And you need some accountability in your life. Amen. You need some godly influences in your life. People who will encourage you to choose Christ when you make decisions. When you make those decisions in your professional life. How, you know, the way you handle yourself on your job. The way you handle yourself in your family life, the way you handle yourself in your private life when no one's watching. You need some godly influences in your life to encourage you to choose the right way to go. You know, because sometimes we want to do right, we just need some help. Amen. We want to do the right thing, but we just need some help to do the right thing. You know, like driving home, I've told you several times where my diet is very important. That's one of the areas of my life where the Lord is like, Gareth, you need to eat well. You need to take care of your body. And sometimes if it's been a long day and I haven't eaten and I'm driving home and I see that McDonald's on the corner, a little voice in my head saying, why don't you just go pick up some French fries real quick? Why don't you go pick up some, you know, pick up a meal real quick? And I need some encouragement to choose to say, no, wait, go home or go to the grocery store and choose. But if you don't have anybody to tell you to choose right, then you might follow that inclination, that temptation. And we need people in our lives. We need people, as we explored last week, we need people who have permission to speak truth in love into our lives. So this is why devoting ourselves to fellowship is important. In Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 through 12, it says, two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. If one falls down, his friend can help him up. But pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up. And then it goes on to say, though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. All right. So I know you trust the Lord just like I trust the Lord. But there are times when we need some encouragement. We need some encouragement. Someone who can pray with us. Amen. So not only someone who can help us choose the right, make the right choices, but someone who can encourage us along this Christian journey. because all of our lives are filled with ups and downs, twists and turns, disappointments and despairs. And we need someone who can come alongside us and say, you know what? I'm here with you. I'm praying for you. And we know that the writer of Ephesians tells us that we do not battle against flesh and blood, but we battle against principalities, powers, rulers, authorities, spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. And we can't win every battle by ourselves. There's some battles you'll face in life you can't win on your own. You need someone who can fight those battles with you, someone you can share your battles with, and they can go to war with you on their knees in prayer. And I can think back over my life at some of the most challenging seasons I have faced. And if it wasn't for godly, Christ-centered friendships, folks who had permission to speak into my life, folks that I could just hang out with in an informal setting, I would not have been able to overcome. I would not have stayed on track and been faithful to the direction I was supposed to go in. The third thing we need to keep in mind about church membership is that church membership is about being devoted to your relationship with God. Devoted to your relationship with God. In verse 42, it says that they devoted themselves to prayer. They didn't just pray. They were devoted to prayer. Church membership without a commitment to your relationship with God is like driving a car with no engine. You may have the top-of-the-line air conditioning system and leather interior and the luxury brand tag on the back so everyone knows what kind of car you're driving. But if you have no engine, you're not going anywhere. The purpose of joining a church is to enhance your relationship with God. Amen. And to enhance your ability to walk in God's purpose for your life. So if you're devoted to teaching and devoted to fellowship, but not devoted to building your relationship with God through prayer, you've missed the point. We're missing the point. And nothing else will work the way it's supposed to. And then church will end up being more like a country club rather than a holy place where God's Spirit moves and works between us. And then church becomes a religious exercise rather than being a place where we experience life change. Prayer empowers and energizes your learning experience because prayer prepares your heart to receive what's being taught. You know, that's why sometimes you can, two people sitting next to each other, listening to the same message, one person's on the edge of their seat and the other person's head back. Same message, one person's on the edge of their seat, another person's struggling to stay awake. Why is that? Because one of them was more prepared to hear and to listen than the other. And so prayer, being devoted to prayer, empowers and enhances our learning experience when we come to hear the word of God. And prayer also empowers and energizes your friendships with people, your Christ-centered friendships with folks, because prayer is what gives you the wisdom to speak into your friend's life and for them to speak into your life. You know, when someone comes for advice and they kind of, you know, they're struggling with the decision they have to make, you can't just give them something you heard on TV. Well, you know what Oprah said the other day? you know what I mean? You got to come with some godly counsel, right? And you gain that godly counsel when you are building your relationship with God through prayer. And you know what? Oftentimes when you're devoted to prayer and you're devoted to spending quality time with the Lord by yourself, what'll end up happening is what God is teaching you and showing you, suddenly other people around you will need to hear what God is telling you, what God is teaching you. So you'll just start sharing the things that you've been learning yourself. That's exactly what happens. They devoted themselves to teaching, to fellowship, and to prayer. When you've got these three things going on in your life, oh my goodness, when you're devoted to teaching, devoted to fellowship, devoted to prayer, your growth in Christ, your experience of Christ will accelerate at a pace you've never seen before. I'm telling you, you will grow so fast, and your relationship with God will become more real, realer than you ever thought possible. You'll experience a richness and a fullness that you haven't had before. And one of the greatest things about these three things is that when these three things get put into practice, what you'll find is you'll begin to learn how to hear God's voice more clearly. God's voice will become more clear, because what ends up happening is you hear things in teaching, and then you hear things in your fellowship, and you hear things in your personal time with God, and you'll begin to hear echoes. You'll hear something in your quiet time, and then it'll come up in the teaching, and then it'll come up in a conversation. You go, hold up, I was just praying about that. Or hold up, sometimes at the end of service, folks will come up to me and say, you know, we talked about that at Sunday school today. I say, yeah, that's God. You pay attention. whatever connection you heard, if you're hearing something multiple times from different sources where God says, be devoted to these things, that's one of the things you use to discern where God's leading you, what God is saying to you, where you're supposed to go. Right? And there's nothing that's more exciting than knowing what God is saying. There is nothing more exciting than knowing God's will and what God is sharing with you. It just makes your relationship with God come alive. Amen. So these are three keys we want to remember. Be devoted to teaching. Be devoted to fellowship. Be devoted to prayer. These are three keys to church membership, and three keys to life change. Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. God, you've called us to yourself, and you've called us to each other. We experience life when we're connected to you, and we experience life when we're connected to each other. We thank you for the opportunity to be connected to the local church, and through it, experience a full Christian life. In Jesus' name, amen. We're getting ready to go into our meditation in quietness, and I encourage you to take a look at the back of your connection card. If you are interested in becoming a member of Hillendale Baptist Church, and you know this isn't about signing a piece of paper or about being in the directory. It's about being devoted to teaching, devoted to fellowship, devoted to prayer, somewhere you can call your church home, your church family. I encourage you to sign up for membership class. If you haven't received Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, that's the best decision you could ever make. And I encourage you to let us know if you want to make that decision on the back of your connection card. But there's several next steps that you can take in response to the word today, because we don't want to hear the word but not do the word. Amen. We don't want to be hearers only. We want to hear and do. And so let's pray about how we're going to be doers of the word as we go into our meditation in quietness.